You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews at JaysFromTheCouch.com, and this episode is brought to you by Locked On MLB. Join walking baseball encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan, just call him Sully, it's easier, every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past, featuring exciting guest interviews, routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts, and insightful analysis on the day's biggest stories. Locked On MLB is the single best source for daily baseball talk. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts. I'm trying really hard to make this positive, and I think the only way I'm going to do it is just spending a solid 20 minutes talking about Vladimir Guerrero Jr., because the Blue Jays' bullpen has been bad. Big shock. The Blue Jays have not gotten consistent performances out of their batters, allowing the bullpen to collapse in the face of seeming triumph. The defense has been subpar, aiding and abetting the bullpen collapses. And even tonight, the umpires got in on the act and gave Aroldis Chapman, that garbage person, a gift. And let him get out of an inning that he shouldn't have. I'm struggling to find the good in that effort. Again, I think the only person I can say has been a beacon of light lately has been Vladdy, because nothing stops Vladdy. Opponents are finding that out. Fans are finding that out and voting for him in droves. There's a reason he was the leading all-star vote getter in the first update published by MLB, because he has ascended to another plane, as we have mentioned on this podcast. I mean, Vladdy's hitting .343 at the time of recording. He leads major leagues with 22 home runs. I'm sure Jose Bautista led MLB in home runs. But still, it hasn't been since Jose Bautista that we've had just a sheer offensive threat at this level. Yeah, I'm confirming. Jose led the majors in homers twice in 2010 and 2011 in his prime. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is now surpassed Mike Trout. I mean, he is a legitimate triple crown threat at the moment. We should be totally celebrating him and watching as he leads this team to victories. And yet there are so many things around him that contribute to losses. I'm really having a tough time trying to see the good lately. I mean, I want to try and split this up, just because I don't need like this to happen. I mean, I don't know what happened with Rafael Dolis tonight. I don't know why he suddenly couldn't find the strike zone and had to be removed due to injury. It would explain a lot of issues with him recently. But it's very, very tough. I mean, when you have pitchers who literally can't feel their hand when throwing a baseball, what are you supposed to do? I mean, again, I'm trying to find solace in Vladdy. I'm trying to find solace in everything he does. Because there's not much else. Oh, my God. I'm trying. I mean, like I said, Vladdy just continues to find hits where there should not be hits. That 18-4 demolition of Boston. Just such an enjoyable time. Such an enjoyable game. I wish the Blue Jays parceled out those runs a little better. Because they've lost 3 straight since then. No. AJ, come on. I mean, the Blue Jays offense hasn't looked great since that game. Especially with the bottom half of the lineup going a combined 0-15 in that 2-1 loss. No. How about... No. I... Maybe I just need a second here. Maybe I need to feel like a winner. So let me tell you about Wealthfront. It can help make you a winner in investing. I mean, it's a complicated thing. I don't understand it fully. But whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio, creating a globally diversified, low-cost index fund setup for you in minutes. You don't have to make any manual trades. You don't have to pick any stocks. You don't have to watch the stock market. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences you control and can even help you lower the taxes you pay as you invest automatically. It's so easy. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. All you need is $500 to get started. You can grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do all the work for you. So to get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. That's wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB to start growing your savings. Go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB and get started today. Okay. I'm going to try and save my criticism for the Blue Jays for the next episode. I want this to be positive. I want to talk about Vladdy. I can't let everything else get in the way. So I'm going to do it. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is everything that is right with baseball. He is joy. He is everything that the heads at MLB should be throwing out there in promotion videos, in ad packets. He should be on the cover of every program that is given out. He should be slapped on the side of every plastic cup in Major League stadiums because he has that kind of power in him. And where Mike Trout has always been kind of happy to stay out of the spotlight, and just kind of be workman-like and focus his train. It's not really what MLB needs to actually push it into the spotlight. He's not what MLB needs to sell the game. Vladdy is charisma personified. He has his dad's swagger. He has that joy for the game as natural for a kid who literally grew up around the game. And you see it every time he steps onto the field. He's smiling. He's beaming. He's just making whatever play he can attempt to make, even if sometimes it's not the right call and he shouldn't be trying it. But his athleticism has improved so much to the point where he's making routine plays at first base look relatively easy. He's learning how to stretch for a ball. He's learning how to get calls to bail out his infielders. He's basically learning not to be a third baseman at first base. Vladdy's instantly identifiable. If you look at Mike Trout and then looked away and were shown 10 faces on a table, I guarantee you half the people would not remember who they just looked at. Vladdy has everything going with his dreadlocks and the facial hair and just the bounciness and, you know, that comes from being able to play with a bunch of teammates that he's comfortable with. He's been hanging around with Lourdes Gurriel Jr. and Bo Bichette and Kevin Biggio and Danny Jansen forever. He knows he can fool around with them and they will get it and enjoy it. I don't know if Mike Trout has had a consistent teammate over the past few years. Albert Pujols, maybe. But again, Albert Pujols was on the backside of his career. He was a guy brought in to mentor Trout. He's not actually part of the crew. And maybe that's why it feels like Mike Trout's time is almost winding down. Especially with the injury problems Mike Trout has had. I mean, he's out again. Third straight year he's had an injury. Los Angeles hasn't been to the play. Why do I even give them the credit of calling them Los Angeles? Anaheim hasn't been to the playoffs in forever. And I say forever. I know it's been like 9 years. I think his lone appearance was in like 2012, if I recall correctly. Quickly Google search just to make sure I get that right. I want to make sure I get this right for y'all. If nothing else, I can be right. And I was wrong. 2014, the last time they appeared. Feels like it was 2012. Feels like it's been forever ago. As I mentioned. But Trout, again, not willing to embrace it, not with a team around him that can help him. I mean, how many pitchers have walked through Angel Stadium and not been able to get the Blue Jays, or get the Angels? Jeez. I'm mixing my metaphors here, but I have a point with this. Vladdy is establishing himself as a true terror in the league. A force of nature that pitchers will just have to deal with. And I really hope the Blue Jays do not make the same mistake that the Angels did and fail to capitalize on this. It looks like they shouldn't. It looks like they have a bunch of talent. It looks like they have starting pitchers who can actually throw. It looks like they have hitters who, you know, will occasionally hit in front of them. Marcus Semien, Player of the Month in May. Bo Bichette. Freaking established young star. I wish I could figure out how the Blue Jays just keep managing to lose these. And denying Vladdy the ability to dance and celebrate. But I'm just getting negative again. And we don't need that. So let's instead talk about our friends at Built Bar. BuiltBar.com is the place you need to go if you want delicious Built Bars sent to your door. Protein bars that are under 180 calories, offer anywhere from 17 to 19 grams of protein, and taste delicious because they're coated in 100% real chocolate. It's so good. You can get any one of the delicious flavors from coconut to coconut almond to mint brownie, raspberry, double chocolate, salted caramel. But come on, get mint brownie. It's the best one. Or cookies and cream. I waffle back and forth between those two. But you can't go wrong with either. Or get a mix box and get all of them. Whatever you do. If you go to BuiltBar.com right now, you will get 15% off your first order by using the promo code LOCKED15. So go to BuiltBar.com, use LOCKED15 as your promo code to get 15% off and get those tasty Built Bars sent directly to your door and enjoy them. This episode is also brought to you by BetOnline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action with baseball season in high gear, the NHL and NBA playoffs in the I always found that weird. NBA and NHL playoffs don't manage to run concurrently. But you can bet on the playoffs. You can bet on Euro 2020. You can bet on USC action. You can bet on the WNBA. Whatever you want at betonline.ag, which has all the news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information to benefit you as you make responsible gambling choices. So head to the website. Use your mobile device, whatever you need to do, to sign up today. And if you use the promo code LOCKEDON, you'll receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prepare to try and win some games, please. At betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So, how high is the ceiling for Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? I dare say we're seeing him push through it right now. As I said, dude is a triple crown contender and he's 22 years old. Right now, he's leading the majors in home runs. He's leading the majors in RBIs. And while tied for third in the majors in batting average, he is literally 1 point behind almost Blue Jay Michael Brantley for the lead in the American League. I mean, the Blue Jays have never had a Triple Crown winner. There's only been one Triple Crown winner since the Blue Jays have existed, and that's Miguel Cabrera. And Vladdy's already showing he's there at this level. He took the lessons from 2019, he took the lessons from 2020, got himself into shape, got himself to get to where he needed to be performance-wise, and is just out there just destroying every baseball he can get a bat on. I mean, that stint against Boston where he homered in literally every game, including that clutch home run in the ninth that should have spurred the Blue Jays to victory, but instead Rafael Dolis was unable to get more than one out in that game. On days when this offense has looked moribund, it is Guerrero who's able to go out there and provide sparks. It's Guerrero who's out there finding new ways to get on base. That first game against the Yankees, yeah, he was 1-for-4. but he also got a walk. So that's a 400 on base percentage. In the game Wednesday against Gerrit Cole, toughest pitcher in baseball, spin rate or not. And, you know, he's trying to learn how to throw again without the goop on his fingers. Still went 1-for-4. Blue Jays actually out-hit the Yankees in that game. But the Yankees cashed in their opportunities when they had them. And Gary freaking Sanchez. That happened. Again. Because Gary Sanchez can't play defense, but he can bash balls against the Blue Jays like clockwork. Vladdy deserves and should be powering this team to far better than a 500 record and a losing record at home. And I know it's been tough because the Blue Jays haven't had a home. They've been playing in Dunedin. They've been playing in Buffalo. They're finally starting to get fans again. But as we are able to return to the ballpark, to shower Vladimir Guerrero Jr. with the praise and cheers that he has earned tenfold with his performance so far this season. My God, does he need people to actually step up around him? It's the Robbie Ray case all over again. Robbie Ray striking out 13 batters, couldn't get someone else to step up. Baseball is not basketball where one guy will win you a game. Vladdy is essentially performing at a Kevin Durant kind of level. But because baseball is a team game, he's not being rewarded for it. And that's kind of frustrating. It's frustrating as someone watching it. I can only imagine how frustrating it is for him. Be as frustrated as Ross Stripling yelling at Joe Panic, which he says he apologized for. But honestly, I don't blame Ross at this point. Because, like I said, lately it just seems like the Blue Jays find a way to lose no matter what. And it's getting tough. Vladdy can only do so much. All we can keep doing here is putting out these podcasts when I'm able to. If you aren't subscribed on Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, Spotify, the Odyssey app, however you get your podcasts, make sure you subscribe to Locked On Blue Jays so you don't miss an episode. I try not to have these existential breakdowns very often, but my God, it seems like everything is against the Blue Jays right now, and it sucks. God, I get enough of that in real life. I don't need my baseball team to have that as well. Also, while you're subscribing to Locked On Blue Jays podcast, subscribe to Locked On Today, where today they'll be talking about Philadelphia absolutely choking away that Game 5 against Atlanta. And if Atlanta is asserting itself as a contender, you can get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow the podcast on Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Jays. And you can follow me on Twitter at @A_J_Andrews. The underscores are there because Twitter is dumb. And I've essentially been doing this whole take a time out for cyberbullying thing before it became a thing that I knew about. But cyberbullying is pretty terrible, so we should not do it. I basically use Twitter to essentially make deep personal announcements. That's what I'm doing with Twitter. I'm very happy about that, by the way. Maybe I'll talk about it more when I'm not when I need something else to keep me going, as I talk about, you know, Rafael Dolis and other members of the Blue Jays bullpen, and just try and get through it. In any case, until next time, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at jayswinnicoach.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. And y'all take care.